At our last formal meeting 2 weeks ago, we derived from this goal some general rules or guiding principles for our behavior. In one instance, namely in the case of sex, we went further and drew some specific rules from a guiding principle. The guiding principle is that sex is the means by which the Creator seeks self-realization through the evolutionary process, and that therefore the sex act is sacred. It is first and foremost an act of creation. Specifically, we have the positive obligation to select a racially and genetically sound mate and to engender healthy and racially pure children. And we have negative obligations. First, we may have no sex which defiles the race, because that is also a defilement of the Creator. Such sex is interracial sex and sex which brings unsound children into the world. And second, we may have no sex which symbolically defiles the Creator through defiling sex as an act of creation. Such sex is homosexuality and rape. Needless to say, our sexual standards derived from this principle are quite different from the standards of those who follow the Jewish materialist line that if it feels good, it's okay. And they're also different from the Puritan standard that if it feels good, it must be sinful.